Book of Luke. Chapter 1. Since many took in hand to draw up an account concerning the matters having been borne out among us, as those from the beginning delivered to us, becoming eyewitnesses and ministers of the word. It seemed good also to me, having traced out all things accurately from the first, to write in order to you, most excellent Theophilus, that you may know the certainty concerning the words which you were taught. In the days of Herod the king of Judea, there was a certain priest named Zacharias, of the daily course of Abijah. And his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before Elohim, walking blameless in all the commandments and ordinances of Yahweh. And no child was born to them, because Elizabeth was barren. And both were advanced in their days. And it happened in his serving as priest in the order of his course before Elohim, according to the custom of the priests, entering into the holy place of Yahweh, it was Zechariah's lot to burn incense. And all the multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. And a cherub of Yahweh appeared to him, standing on the right of the altar of incense. And seeing this, Zechariah was troubled, and fear fell on him. But the cherub of Yahweh said to him, "Do not fear, Zechariah, because your prayer was heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear a son to you, and you shall call his name Yochanan. And he will be joy and exultation to you, and many will rejoice over his birth. For he shall be great in the eyes of Yahweh, and he shall not drink wine or strong drink. And he will be filled of the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the sons of Israel to Yahweh their Elohim. And he will go out before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of fathers to their children, and disobedient ones to the knowledge of the just, to make ready a people having been prepared for Yahweh." And Zechariah said to the cherub, "By what shall I know this? For I am old and my wife is advanced in her days." And answering, the cherub said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands before Yahweh, and I was sent to speak to you and to announce to you the good news of these things. And behold, you shall be silent and not able to speak until the day these things take place, because you did not believe my words which shall be fulfilled in their season." And the people were expecting Zechariah, and they wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. But coming out, he was not able to speak to them, and they recognized that he had seen a vision in the sanctuary. And he was making signs to them and continued dumb. And it happened when the days of his service were fulfilled, he went away to his house. And after these days his wife Elizabeth conceived. And she hid herself 5 months, saying, "So has Yahweh done to me in the days in which he looked on me to take away my reproach among men." And in the 6th month, the cherub Gabriel was sent from the presence of Elohim to Galilee to the city whose name is Nazareth, to a virgin who had been betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Miriam. And entering, the cherub said to her, "Peace to you, full of grace. Our Adonai is with you. You are blessed among women." And seeing this, she was disturbed at his word, and considered what kind of greeting this might be. And the cherub said to her, "Do not fear, Miriam, for you have found grace from Yahweh. For behold, you will receive conception and bear a son, and you will call his name Yahshua. This one will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And Yahweh Elohim will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob to the ages, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Miriam said to the cherub, "How will this be, since I do not know a man?" And the cherub answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come and the power of the Highest will rest upon you. Because of this, he who is to be born of you is holy and will be called the Son of Yahweh. And behold, your kinswoman Elizabeth. She also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the 6th month to her who was called barren, for nothing shall be impossible with Yahweh." Miriam said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of Yahweh. Let it be to me according to your word." And the cherub departed from her presence. And rising up in these days, Miriam went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah. And she entered into the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened, as Elizabeth heard Miriam's greeting, the babe in her womb leaped, and Elizabeth was filled of the Holy Spirit. And she cried out with a loud voice and said, "You are being blessed among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this to me that the mother of my Adonai comes to me? For behold, as the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leaped in exultation. And blessed is she believing, because there will be a fulfillment to the thing spoken to her from Yahweh. And Miriam said, My soul magnifies Yahweh, and my spirit exulted in Elohim, my Savior. Because he has looked at the meekness of his handmaid, for behold from now on he will give me blessings to all generations. Because he has done great things for me, he who is mighty and holy is his name. And his mercy is to generations of generations to those fearing him. He performed mightily with his arm, he scattered proud ones in the thought of their heart. He put down powerful ones from thrones, and exalted lowly ones. He filled the hungry with good things, and he sent the rich away empty. He helped his servant Israel in order to remember mercy, even as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed to the age. And Miriam remained with her about 3 months, and returned to her house. And the time was fulfilled to Elizabeth, for her to bear, and she bore a son. And the neighbors and her relatives heard that Elohim magnified his mercy with her, and they rejoiced with her. And it happened on the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and were calling it by his father's name, Zechariah. And his mother answered, saying, Not so, but he shall be called Yochanan. And they said to her, No one is among your kindred who is called by this name. And they signaled to his father, what he might desire him to be called. And asking for a writing tablet, he wrote, saying, Yochanan, is his name. And all marveled. And instantly his mouth was opened and his tongue loosed, and he spoke, blessing Elohim. And fear came on all those living around them. And in all the hill country of Judea all these things were talked about. And all who heard, laid them up in their hearts, saying, What then will this child be? And the hand of Yahweh was with him. And his father Zechariah was filled of the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, Blessed be Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, because he visited and worked salvation for his people. And he raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, even as he spoke through the mouth of his holy prophets from the age before, that he would save us from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to execute mercy with our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham, that we would be delivered from the hand of our enemies. And we might serve before him without fear. In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child, will be called prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the face of Yahweh to prepare his way, to give a knowledge of salvation to his people by the removing of their sins, through the tender heart of mercy of our Elohim, in which the dayspring from on high will visit us, to appear to those sitting in darkness and in shadow of death, to direct our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew, and became strong in spirit. And he was in the wilderness until the day of his showing to Israel. Chapter 2. Now it happened in those days that a decree went out from Augustus Caesar that the names of all the people of his dominion should be written down. This registration first occurred under the governing of Syria by Cyrenius. And all went to be registered, each to his own city. And Joseph also went from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David which is called Bethlehem, because of his being of the house and family of David, to be registered with Miriam the one having been betrothed to him as wife, she being pregnant. And it happened as they were there the days were fulfilled for her to bear. And she bore her son, the firstborn. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger, because there was no room where they could lodge. And shepherds were in the same region living in the fields and keeping guard over their flock by night. And behold, a cherub of Elohim came on them. And the glory of Yahweh shone around them. And they feared with a great fear. And the cherub said to them, Do not fear. For behold, I proclaim good news to you, a great joy, which will be to all the world, for today is born to you in the city of David, the Savior, who is Yahweh, the Messiah. And this is a sign to you, you will find an infant having been wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And suddenly there was with the cherub a multitude of the heavenly host, praising Yahweh and saying, Glory to Yahweh in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill among men. And it happened as the cherubs departed from them into the heaven, even the men, the shepherds, said to one another, Indeed, let us go over to Bethlehem, and let us see this thing occurring, which Yahweh made known to us. And hurrying, they came and sought out both Mariam and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And seeing, they publicly told about the word spoken to them about this child. And all those hearing marveled about the things spoken to them by the shepherds. And Mariam kept all these words, meditating in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising Yahweh for all things which they heard and saw, even as was spoken to them. And when 8 days had passed to circumcise the child, his name was called Yahshua, the name called by the cherub before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her cleansing according to the law of Moses were fulfilled, they took him up to Jerusalem to present him to Yahweh, as it has been written in the Torah of Yahweh, every male opening a womb shall be called a holy one to Yahweh, and to offer a sacrifice according to that said in the Torah of Yahweh, a pair of turtle doves, or 2 nestlings of doves. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was righteous and devout, eagerly expecting the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him, and it happened to him, having been divinely instructed by the Holy Spirit, he was not to see death before he would see the Messiah of Yahweh. And by the Spirit he came into the sanctuary. And as the parents were bringing in the child Yahshua for them to do according to the custom of the Torah concerning him, even Simeon received him into his arms. And he blessed Yahweh and said, now dismiss your servant in peace, Adonai, according to your word. Because my eyes saw your salvation, which you prepared before the face of all the peoples, a light for revelation to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph was marveling, also his mother, at the things being said concerning him. And Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mariam, behold, this one is set for the fall and rising up of many in Israel, and for a sign spoken against. Yea, a sword also will pierce your own soul, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. And there was Anna, a prophetess, a daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in many days, having lived 7 years with a husband from her virginity, and she was a widow of 84 years, who did not depart from the sanctuary, serving night and day with fastings and prayers. And coming on at the very hour, she gave thanks to Yahweh, and spoke concerning him to all those in Jerusalem eagerly expecting redemption. And as they completed all things according to the Torah of Yahweh, they returned to Galilee, to Nazareth their city. And the child grew, and became strong in spirit, being filled with wisdom. And the grace of Yahweh was upon him. And his parents went into Jerusalem year by year, at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they, going up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast, and fulfilling the days, in their returning, the boy Yahshua stayed in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother did not know. But supposing him to be in the company, they went a day on the way. And they looked for him among the relatives and friends. And not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem, looking for him. And it happened after 3 days they found him in the sanctuary sitting in the midst of the teachers, even hearing them and questioning them. And all those hearing him were amazed at his intelligence and his answers. And seeing him, they were astounded. And his mother said to him, child, why did you do so to us? Behold, your father and I were looking for you, greatly distressed. And he said to them, why did you look for me? Did you not know that I must be busy in the affairs of my father? And they did not understand the word which he spoke to them. And he went with them and came to Nazareth and was being subject to them. And his mother carefully kept all these words in her heart. And Yahshua progressed in wisdom and stature and favor before Yahweh and men. Chapter 3. And in the 15th year of the government of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate governing Judea, and Herod ruling as tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruling as tetrarch of Iturea and the Trachonitis country, and Lysanias ruling as tetrarch of Abilene, upon the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of Elohim came on John the son of Zechariah in the desert. And he came into all the regions of the Jordan proclaiming a baptism of repentance for remission of sins, as it has been written in the scroll of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Yahweh, make his paths straight. All the valleys will be filled and all the mountains and heights will be leveled. And the rough will become smooth, and the difficult land a plain, and all flesh shall see the salvation of Yahweh. Then he said to the crowds going out to be baptized by him, offspring of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? then bring forth fruits worthy of repentance, and do not begin to say within yourselves, We have Abraham as father. For I say to you that Yahweh is able to raise up children to Abraham out of these stones. And also the axe is already laid to the root of the trees, therefore, every tree not producing good fruit is being cut down and being thrown into the fire. And the crowd asked him, saying, What then shall we do? And answering, he said to them, The one that has two tunics, let him give to him that has not. And the one that has food, let him do the same. And tax collectors also came to be baptized. And they said to him, Teacher, what shall we do? And he said to them, Continue to do no more than that commanded to you. And also one serving as soldiers asked him, saying, And we, what shall we do? And he said to them, Do no violence to anyone nor accuse falsely, and be satisfied with your wages. But the people were expecting, and all reasoning in their hearts about John, lest perhaps he is the Messiah. John answered all, saying, I indeed baptize you with water, but he, stronger than I comes, of whom I am not fit to loosen the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you in the Holy Spirit and fire. He who holds a winnowing fan in his hand and has cleansed his threshing floor, he will gather the wheat into his granaries, but the chaff he will burn in the fire that cannot be put out. And then indeed exhorting many different things, he preached the good news to the people. But Herod the Tetrarch, being reproved by him concerning Herodias, the wife of his brother Philip, and concerning all the evil things Herod did, he also added this above all, he even shut up John in the prison. And it happened, in the baptizing of all the people, Yahshua also being baptized, and praying, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the likeness of the form of a dove. And there was a voice out of heaven, saying, You are my Son, the Beloved, in whom I am pleased. And Yahshua himself was beginning to be about 30 years old, being, who was thought to be son of Joseph, the son of Eli, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Melchi, the son of Jonah, the son of Joseph, the son of Mattathias, the son of Amos, the son of Nahum, the son of Esli, the son of Nagai, the son of Maoth, the son of Mattathias, the son of Simei, the son of Joseph, the son of Judah, the son of Joannas, the son of Risa, the son of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the son of Neri, the son of Melchi, the son of Adi, the son of Kosim, the son of Elmodim, the son of Er, the son of Joziz, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi, the son of Simeon, the son of Judah, the son of Joseph, the son of Jonan, the son of Eliakim, the son of Malaiah, the son of Menon, the son of Mattatha, the son of Nathan, the son of David, the son of Jesse, the son of Obed, the son of Boaz, the son of Salmon, the son of Nashon, the son of Amminadab, the son of Aram, the son of Hezron, the son of Perez, the son of Judah, the son of Jacob, the son of Isaac, the son of Abraham, the son of Terah, the son of Nahor, the son of Serug, the son of Reu, the son of Peleg, the son of Eber, the son of Salah, the son of Canaan, the son of Arphaxad, the son of Shem, the son of Noah, the son of Lamech, the son of Methuselah, the son of Enoch, the son of Jared, the son of Mahalalel, the son of Canaan, son of Enos, the son of Seth, the son of Adam, the son of Yahweh. Chapter 4. And full of the Holy Spirit, Yahshua returned from the Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, 40 days being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing in those days, and they being ended, he afterwards hungered. And the devil said to him, If you are son of Elohim, speak to this stone that it become bread. And Yahshua answered to him, saying, It has been written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of Yahweh. And leading him up into a high mountain, Satan showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said to him, I will give all this authority and their glory to you, because it has been delivered to me, and I give it to whomever I wish. Then if you worship before me, all will be yours. And answering to him, Yahshua said, Go behind me, Satan. For it has been written, You shall worship Yahweh your Elohim, and him only you shall serve. And he led him to Jerusalem, and stood him on the wing of the sanctuary, and said to him, If you are the son of Elohim, throw yourself down from here, for it has been written, He will command his cherubs about you, even to protect you, that on their hands they shall bear you, that you not strike your foot against a stone? And answering, Yahshua said to him, It has been said, You shall not tempt Yahweh your Elohim. And when the accuser had finished all his temptations, he departed from his presence for a while. And Yahshua returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. And a report went out through the entire neighborhood about him. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth where he was brought up. And as was his custom, he went in on the day of the Sabbath, into the synagogue, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of Isaiah the prophet was handed to him. And unrolling the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of Yahweh is upon me, and because of this, he has anointed me to declare the good news to the poor. And he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to preach release to the captives and sight to the blind. And to free those who are oppressed with forgiveness, to preach the acceptable year of Yahweh. And rolling up the scroll, returning it to the attendant, he sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your ears. And all bore witness to him, and marveled at the gracious words coming out of his mouth. And they said, Is this not the son of Joseph? And he said to them, Undoubtedly you will speak this parable to me, Physician, heal yourself. What things we heard were happening in Capernaum, do also here in your city. But he said, Truly I say to you that no prophet is accepted in his own city. But truthfully I say to you, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elijah when the heaven was shut up over 3 years and 6 months, when a great famine came on all the land, and yet Elijah was sent to none of them except to Zarephath of Sidon, to a widow woman. And many lepers were in Israel during the time of Elisha the prophet, and none of them was made clean except Naaman the Syrian. And all were filled with anger, hearing these things in the synagogue. And they rose up and cast him outside of the city, and they brought him up to the ridge of a mountain that which their city was built upon to cast him down from a cliff. But he passed between them and departed. And he went down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee. And he was teaching them on the Sabbaths. And they were astonished at his doctrine, because his message was with authority. And in the synagogue was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out with a loud voice, saying, Aha! What is to us and to you, Yahshua, Nazarene? Did you come to destroy us? I know you, who you are, the Holy One of Elohim. And Yahshua rebuked him, saying, Shut your mouth, and come out from him. And throwing him into the midst, the demon came out from him, not harming him. And astonishment came on all. And they spoke with one another, saying, What word is this, that he commands the unclean spirits with authority and power, and they come out? And a report about him went out into every place of the neighborhood. And rising up from the synagogue, he went into the house of Simon. And the mother-in-law of Simon was being seized with a great fever. And they asked him concerning her. And standing over her, he rebuked the fever, and it left her. And rising up instantly, she served them. And the sun sinking, all as many as had sick ones with various diseases, brought them to him. And laying hands on each one of them, he healed them. And also demons came out from many, crying out and saying, You are the Messiah, the Son of Elohim. And rebuking them, he did not allow them to speak, for they knew him to be the Messiah. And day having come, going out, he went into a deserted place. And the crowds looked for him, and came up to him, and held him fast, not to pass away from them. And Yahshua said to them that it is necessary for me to preach to other cities the kingdom of Yahweh, for because of this reason I have been sent. And he was proclaiming in the synagogues of Galilee. Chapter 5. And it happened that the crowd was pressing on him to hear the word of Yahweh. And he was standing by Lake Gennesar. And he saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had left them and were washing the nets. And entering into one of the boats, which was Simon Peter's, he asked him to put out a little from the land. And sitting down, he taught the crowd from the boat. And as he quit speaking, he said to Simon, Row out into the deep water and let down your nets for a haul. And answering, Simon said to him, Rabbi, laboring all through the night we took nothing. But at your word I will let down the net. And doing this, they netted a great multitude of fish, and their net was being torn. and they signaled the partners, those in the other boat, to come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats, so that they were sinking. And seeing, Simon Peter fell at the knees of Yahshua, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Master. For astonishment took hold of him, and all those with him, at the haul of fish which they took, and in the same way also, Jacob and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Yahshua said to Simon, Do not fear. From now on you will be catching men alive. And bringing the boats down onto the land, forsaking all things, they followed him. And it happened, in his being in one of the cities, even behold, a man full of leprosy. And seeing Yahshua, falling on his face, he begged him, saying, Master, if you be willing, you are able to cleanse me. And stretching out the hand, he touched him, saying, I will. Be cleansed. And instantly the leprosy departed from him. And he commanded him, Do not tell to anyone, rather go show yourself to the priests and offer an offering for your purification, as Moshe commanded for their testimony. But the word about him spread even more. And large crowds were coming to hear and to be healed from their infirmities by him. But he was drawing back in a deserted place, and praying. And it happened on one of the days, even he was teaching. And Pharisees and teachers of the Torah were sitting by, who were coming out of every village of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of Yahweh was there, to heal them. And, behold, men carrying on a cot a man who was paralyzed. And they sought to bring him in, and to lay him before him. And not finding a way through which they might bring him in through the crowd, going up on the housetop, they let him down through the tiles with the cot, into the midst, in front of Yahshua. And seeing their faith, he said to him, Man, your sins have been forgiven you. And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who is able to forgive sins except Elohim alone? But knowing their thoughts, answering Yahshua said to them, Why do you reason in your hearts? Which is easier, to say, Your sins have been forgiven you, or to say, Rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has the authority on the earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, rise up, and take your cot and go to your house. And rising up at once before them, taking up that on which he was lying, he went to his house glorifying Yahweh. And amazement seized all, and they glorified Elohim, and were filled with fear, saying, We saw wonderful things today. And after these things, he went out and saw a tax collector named Levi, sitting at the tax office. And he said to him, Follow me. And leaving all, rising up he followed him. And Levi made a great feast for him in his house. And there was a crowd of many tax collectors reclining, and of others who were with them. And the scribes and the Pharisees murmured at his disciples, saying, Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners? And answering, Yahshua said to them, The physician is not needed by the healthy, rather by those who are severely ill. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. But they said to him, Why do John's disciples fast often, and make prayers, and likewise those of the Pharisees, but those close to you eat and drink? But he said to them, You are not able to make the sons of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them. But days will come, even when the bridegroom is taken away from them, then in those days they will fast. And he also told a parable to them, No man tears a piece of cloth from a new garment and places it on a used garment, lest the new is torn from the used and makes a worse hole in the used. And no one puts new wine into old skins, otherwise, the new wine will burst the skins, and it will be poured out, and the skins will be destroyed. But new wine is to be put into new skins, and both are preserved together. And no one drinking old wine immediately desires new, for he says, The old is delicious. Chapter 6. And it happened on the second chief Sabbath, he passed along through the grain fields. And his disciples plucked the heads and were eating, rubbing with the hands. But some of the Pharisees said to them, Why do you do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath? And answering, Yahshua said to them, And have you not read the thing, which David did when he hungered, and those who were with him? How he entered into the house of Yahweh and he took the bread on the table of Yahweh and ate it, and he gave to those who were with him that which was not lawful for anyone to eat except only the priests. And he said to them, the Son of Man is master of the Sabbath also. And it also happened on another Sabbath, he going into the synagogue and teaching. And a man was there, and his right hand was withered. And the scribes and the Pharisees kept close by him, to see if he would heal on the Sabbath, so that they might accuse him. But he knew their reasoning. And he said to the man having the withered hand, "Rise up and stand in the middle." And rising up, he stood. Then Yahshua said to them, "I will ask you one thing, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbaths, or to do evil, to save a life, or to destroy it?" And having looked around at them all, he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so. And his hand was restored sound as the other. But they were filled with bitterness and talked to one another as to what they might do to Yahshua. And it happened in these days, he went out into the mountain to pray. And he was spending the night in prayer to Yahweh. And when it became day, he called his disciples, also choosing out 12 from them, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Kepha, and his brother Andrew, Jacob and John, Philip and Bartholomew, Matthew and Thomas, Jacob the son of Alphaeus, and Simon, the one being called Zealot, Judas brother of Jacob, and Judas Iscariot, who also became the betrayer. And coming down with them, he stood on a level place. And a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of the people were there from all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the coast country of Tyre and Sidon. These came to hear him, and to be healed from their diseases, also those who had been tormented by unclean spirits. And they were healed. And all the crowd sought to touch him, because power went out from him and healed all. And lifting up his eyes to his disciples, he said, "Blessed are the poor, for the kingdom of Yahweh is yours. Blessed are those hungering now, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are those weeping now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when men hate you, and when they cut you off, and will reproach you, and will cast out your name as evil, on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day, and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is much in heaven. For their fathers did according to these things to the prophets. But woe to you, rich ones, for you have your comfort. Woe to you, those having been filled, for you will hunger. Woe to you, those laughing now, for you will weep and mourn. Woe to you when all men speak well of you, for their fathers did according to these things to the false prophets. But I say to you, those hearing, love your enemies, do good to those hating you, bless those cursing you and pray for those insulting you. To those striking you on the cheek, turn the other also. And from those taking your garment, do not keep back the coat also. And to everyone asking you, give. And from him who takes your property, do not demand your property back. And according as you desire that men should do to you, you also do the same to them. And if you love those who love you, what thanks is there to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what is your blessing? For even the sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to receive, what is your blessing? For the sinners lend to sinners so that they may receive the equal things. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, and do not cut off the hope of man, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the evil and the cruel ones. Therefore, be merciful, even as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and in no way be judged. Do not condemn, and in no way you will be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give and it will be given to you in good measure, and pressed down and abundant it will pour into your robe in that measure. For the measure with which you measure, it will be measured to you." And he spoke a parable to them, "Why are the blind not able to lead the blind? Because both of them would fall into a ditch. There is no disciple that is greater than his master. For everyone who is perfect should be as his master. And why do you see the straw that is in the eye of your brother, but the beam that is in your eye is not seen by you? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Brother, allow me to take out the straw in your eye,' not yourself seeing the beam in your eye? Hypocrite! First take the beam out of your eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the straw in your brother's eye. For there is not a good tree that produces bad fruit, nor a bad tree that produces good fruit. For each tree is known from its own fruit. For they do not gather figs from thorns, nor do they gather grapes from a thorn bush. The good man brings forth good out of the good treasure of his heart. And the evil man brings forth evil out of the evil treasure of his heart, for his mouth speaks out of the abundance of his heart. And why do you call me master, master, and do not do what I say? Everyone coming to me and hearing my words, and doing them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is likened to a man who built a house and dug and went deep and placed its foundations upon rock. And when a flood occurred, the flood beat against that house and was not able to shake it. For its foundations were placed on rock. And he who hears but does not, is likened to a man who built his house on soil without a foundation. And when the river beat upon it, it fell at once, and great was the fall of that house. Chapter 7. And when he completed all the sayings for the hearing of the people, Yahshua entered Capernaum. And the servant of a certain centurion was badly ill, one who was dear to him, and he was close to dying. And having heard about Yahshua, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him that he might come to restore his servant. And coming to Yahshua, they earnestly begged him, saying, "He to whom you give this is worthy. For he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Yahshua went with them. But he being yet not far away from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, "Master, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy that you come under my roof. For this reason I did not count myself worthy to come to you. But speak with a word, and my boy will be healed. For I also am a man having been set under authority, having soldiers under myself. And I say to this one, 'Go.' And he goes. And to another, 'Come.' And he comes. And to my slave, 'Do this.' And he does it." And hearing these things, Yahshua marveled at him. And turning to the crowd following him, he said, "I say to you, I did not find such faith in Israel." And those sent, returning to the house, found the servant who was ill made whole. And it happened on the next day, he went into a city being called Nain. And many of his disciples went with him, also a great crowd. And when he approached the gate of the city, he saw a dead man while being escorted, who was the only son of his mother, and his mother was a widow. And a large crowd of the sons of the city was with her. And Yahshua saw her and had compassion on her and said to her, "Do not cry." And coming up, he touched the coffin, and those carrying it stood still. And he said, "Young man, I say to you, arise." And the dead one sat up and began to speak. And he gave him to his mother. And fear took hold of all, and they glorified Yahweh, saying, "A great prophet has risen up among us, and Yahweh has visited his people." And this word about him went out in all Judea, and in all the neighborhood. And his disciples reported to John about all these things. And having called near a certain two of his disciples, John sent to Yahshua, saying, "Are you the one coming? Or should we expect another?" And having come to him, the men said, "John the Baptist sent us to you, saying, 'Are you the one coming, or should we expect another?'" And in the same hour he healed many from diseases and plagues and evil spirits. And he gave to many blind ones ability to see. And answering, Yahshua said to them, "Going, report to John what you saw and heard, that the blind see again, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor are preached the good news. And blessed is he who is not offended in me." And John's messengers going away, he began to speak to the crowds about John, "What did you go out to the deserted places to see? A reed being shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man who had been dressed in soft garments? Behold, those in expensive clothing and being in luxury are in the house of kings. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, even more than a prophet. This is he about whom it has been written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way before you.' For I say to you, among those born of a woman, no prophet is greater than John the Baptist. But the least one in the kingdom of Yahweh is greater than he is." And all the people who heard, even the publicans, Elohim declared to be just, for they had been baptized. But the Pharisees and the scribes rejected in themselves the will of Elohim, because they were not immersed by him. And the Master said, "Then to what shall I compare the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like children sitting in a market and calling to one another, and saying, "We sung to you, and you did not dance, we mourned to you, and you did not weep. For John the Baptist has come neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, 'He has a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and you say, 'Behold a gluttonous man and one drinking wine and a friend of publicans and sinners.' But wisdom is justified by all its works. And a certain one of the Pharisees asked him that he eat with him. And going into the Pharisee's house, he reclined. And, behold, a woman who was a sinner in the city, knowing that he reclined in the Pharisee's house, taking an alabaster vial of ointment, and stood behind him, and was crying at his feet. And she began washing his feet with her tears and then wiping with the hair of her head. And she was kissing his feet and anointing them with ointment. And when that Pharisee who had invited him saw that, he reasoned within himself and said that if this man was a prophet, he would realize who she is and what her reputation is. 'That woman, she is a sinner, that who touched him?' And answering, Yahshua said to the man, 'Simon, I have a thing to say to you.' And he said, 'Speak, Rabbi.' There were two debtors to a certain creditor, the one owed 500 denarii and the other 50. But because they did not have a thing to pay, he freely forgave them both. Then which of them do you say will love him most?" And answering, Simon said, "I suppose the one to whom he freely forgave the most." And he said to him, "You have judged rightly." And turning to the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give water for my feet, but she washed my feet with tears and wiped off with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but she from when I entered did not stop fervently kissing my feet. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with oil of incense. For I say this to you. Because her sins that are forgiven her are many, she has loved much. But he that is forgiven little loves him little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those reclining with him began to say within themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But Yahshua said to the woman, "Your faith has given you life. Go in peace." Chapter 8. And it happened afterwards, even he traveled in every city and village, preaching and announcing the good news of the kingdom of Yahweh. And the 12 were with him, also certain women who were healed from evil spirits and infirmities, Miriam, having been called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out, and Joanna, wife of Cusa, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others, who were ministering to him of their wealth. And a great crowd coming together and those in each city coming to him, he spoke through a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, there were some that fell on the side of the road, and was trampled, and a bird ate it. And other fell on the rock, and growing, it dried up because of not having moisture. And other fell in the middle of the thorn bushes, and growing up with the thorn bushes, they choked it. And other fell on the good earth, and growing it produced fruit 100-fold. Saying these things, he cried out, "The one having ears to hear, let him hear." And his disciples questioned him, saying, "What might this parable be?" And he said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of Yahweh, but to the rest of them it is spoken in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing, they might not understand. And this is the parable: the seed is the word of Yahweh. And those by the roadside are those who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word from their heart, lest believing, they may be saved. And those on the rock are those, who when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, who believe for a time, and in time of trial draw back. And those falling in the thorn bushes, these are those hearing, but under cares, and riches, and pleasures of life, moving along, they are choked, and do not produce fruit to maturity. And that seed which fell on good ground, they are those who with an honest and good heart, hear the word and retain it and bear fruit with patience. No man lights a lamp and covers it with a vessel or places it under the bed, rather he places it on a lampstand so that all who enter will see its light. For nothing is hidden which will not be revealed, nor secret which will not be known, and come to be revealed. Then take heed how you hear, for whoever may have, it will be given to him, and whoever may not have, even what he seems to have will be taken from him." And his mother and his brothers came to him, and were not able to come up with him through the crowd. And it was told to him, saying your mother and your brothers are standing outside wishing to see you. And answering, he said to them, My mother and my brothers are these, the ones hearing the word of Elohim, and doing it. And it happened on one of the days that he and his disciples entered into a boat. And he said to them, Let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they put out to sea. And as they sailed he fell asleep. And a storm of wind came onto the lake, and they were being filled and were in danger. And coming up, they awakened him, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. And being aroused, he rebuked the wind and the roughness of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said to them, Where is your faith? And being afraid, they marveled, saying to one another, Who then is this one, that he commands even the wind and the water, and they obey him? And they sailed down to the country of the Gadarenes, which is across from Galilee. And when he went out onto land, a certain man from the city caught up to him. In him had been a demon a long time. And he would not wear clothing, and he would not dwell in a house, but would be in a cemetery. And seeing Yahshua, and crying out, he fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have we to do with each other, Yahshua, the Son of the Most High Elohim? I beseech you, do not torment me. For he charged the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him, and he was bound with chains and bonds, being guarded. And tearing apart the bonds, he was driven by the demons into the desert. And Yahshua asked him, saying, What is your name? And he answered, Legion, because many demons entered into him. And they begged him that he not order them to go away into the abyss. And there was a herd of many pigs feeding there in the mount. And they begged him that he would allow them to enter into those. And he allowed them. And out went the devils from the man and entered into the swine. And that whole herd rushed to a cliff and fell into the lake, and they drowned. And seeing the thing, those feeding the pigs fled. And leaving, they reported to the city and to the villages. And they went out to see the thing happening, and came to Yahshua. And they found the man from whom the demons had gone out, sitting at the feet of Yahshua, clothed and of sound mind. And they were afraid. And also those who had seen, related to them how the one having been demon-possessed was healed. And all the multitude of the neighborhood of the Gadarenes were seized with a great fear. And they asked him to depart from them. And entering into the boat, he returned. And the man from whom the demons had gone out begged him, desiring to be with him. But Yahshua sent him away, saying, Go back to your house and report what Elohim has done for you. And he went away proclaiming through all the city what things Yahshua did to him. And it happened as Yahshua returned, the crowd gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, a man named Jairus came, and this one was a synagogue ruler. And falling at the feet of Yahshua, he begged him to come into his house, because an only daughter was born to him, about 12 years old, and she was dying. And in his going, the crowd pressed on him. And a woman being in a flow of blood from 12 years, who had spent her whole living on physicians, and could not be cured by anyone, coming up behind, she touched the tassel of his garment. And instantly the flow of her blood stopped. And Yahshua said, Who was touching me? And all denying it, Peter and those with him said, Master, the crowds press and push on you. And do you say, Who was touching me? But Yahshua said, Someone touched me, for I knew power went out from me. And seeing that she was not hidden, the woman came trembling, and kneeled down before him and told him before all the people for what reason she touched him, and how she was instantly cured. And he said to her, Daughter, be comforted. Your faith has given you life. Go in peace. As he was yet speaking, someone came from the synagogue ruler, saying to him, Your daughter has died. Do not trouble the teacher. But hearing, Yahshua answered him, saying, Do not fear, only believe and she will be healed. And coming into the house, he did not allow anyone to enter, except Peter and Jacob and John, and the father and mother of the girl. And all were weeping and bewailing her. But he said, Stop weeping. She has not died, but is sleeping. And they scoffed at him, knowing that she died. But putting all outside, and taking hold of her hand, he called out, saying, Young girl, rise up. And her spirit returned, and she rose up immediately. And he ordered something to eat, be given to her. And her parents were amazed. But he charged them to tell no one of that which occurred. Chapter 9. And having called together his 12 disciples, he gave them power and authority over all the demons, and to heal all sicknesses. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of Yahweh, and to heal the ones being sick. And he said to them, Do not take anything with you on the road, neither a staff nor a wallet, not bread nor money, nor should you have two coats. And into whatever house you enter, remain there, and go out from there. And as many as may not receive you, going out from that city, even shake off the dust from your feet, for a testimony against them. And going out, the apostles passed through the villages, having announced the good news, and healing everywhere. And Herod the Tetrarch heard all the things happening by him, and was puzzled, because of the saying by some that John had been raised from the dead, and by some that Elijah had appeared. And others said, A prophet of the ancients rose again. And Herod said, I beheaded John, but who is this about whom I hear such things? And he sought to see him. And having returned, the disciples told him what things they did. And taking them, he went out privately to a deserted place of a city called Bethsaida. But knowing this, the crowds followed him. And having received them, he spoke to them about the kingdom of Yahweh. And he cured those having need of healing. But the day began to decline. And coming up, the 12 said to him, Let the crowd go, that going to the surrounding villages and farms they may lodge and find food supplies, because here we are in a deserted place. But he said to them, You give them to eat. But they said, There are not to us more than 5 loaves and 2 fish, unless we go and buy food for all this people. For they were about 5,000 men. But he said to his disciples, Make them recline in groups, by 50s. And they did so, and made all recline. And taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, looking up to heaven, he blessed them, and broke, and gave to the disciples to set before the crowd. And they ate and were all filled. And 12 hand baskets of fragments of that left over to them were taken up. And it happened as he was praying alone, the disciples were with him. And he questioned them, saying, Whom do the crowd say me to be? And answering, they said, John the Baptist, and others, Elijah, and others that some prophet of the ancients has risen again. And he said to them, But whom do you say me to be? And answering, Peter said, The Messiah of Yahweh. And strictly warning them, he ordered to tell this to no one, saying, The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and be raised on the third day. And he said to all, If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his torture stake daily. And let him follow me. For whoever desires to save his life, he will destroy it. But whoever loses his life for my sake, this one will save it. For what is a man profited, gaining the whole world but destroying himself or suffering loss? For whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of that one when he comes in his glory, and that of the Father, and of the holy cherubs. Truly I say to you that there are men who stand here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of Elohim. And about 8 days after these sayings, it happened, also taking Peter and John and Jacob, he went into the mountain to pray. And in his praying, the appearance of his face became different, and his clothing was dazzling white. And, behold, 2 men talked with him, who were Moses and Elijah. Appearing in glory, they spoke of his departure, which he was about to accomplish in Jerusalem. Simon and those with him were heavy with sleep and barely awake. And they saw his glory and those 2 men who were standing with him. And when they began to leave, Simon said to Yahshua, Rabbi, it is good for us that we stay here and we make 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moshe and one for Elijah, and he did not know what he was saying. And he saying these things, a cloud came and overshadowed them. And they were afraid when they saw Moshe and Eliah enter into the cloud. And a voice came out of the cloud, saying, This is my Son, the Beloved, hear him. And as the voice came, Yahshua was found alone. And they were quiet. And they reported to no one in those days, nothing which they had seen. And it happened on the next day, they coming down from the mountain, a huge crowd met him. And, behold, a man called aloud from the crowd, saying, "Teacher, I beg you to look at my son, because he is my only child." And a spirit seizes him, and suddenly he cries out and gnashes his teeth and foams, and with difficulty, it departs from him when it has tormented him. And I begged your disciples, that they cast it out. And they were not able. And Yahshua answered and said, "O generation that is not faithful and is perverse! How long must I be among you and endure you? Bring your son here." But as he was yet coming up, the demon cast him down and violently convulsed him. But Yahshua rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child, and gave him back to his father. And all were astonished at the majesty of Elohim. And as all were marveling at all things which he did, Yahshua said to his disciples, "You lay into your ears these sayings, for the Son of Man is about to be betrayed into the hands of men." And they did not comprehend these words because it was hidden from them, so that they would not know it. And they were afraid to ask him about this word. But a reasoning came in among them, who might be the greater of them. And seeing the argument of their heart, taking a child, Yahshua stood it beside himself, and said to them, "Whoever receives this child on my name receives me. And whoever receives me, receives him who sent me. For the one being least among you all, this one shall be great." And answering, John said, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we stopped him because he does not follow with us." And Yahshua said to them, "Do not forbid, for whoever is not against us is for us." And it happened in the fulfilling of the days of his taking up, even he set his face to go to Jerusalem. And he sent messengers before his face. And going they went into a village of Samaritans, so as to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was going toward Jerusalem. And seeing his disciples, Jacob and John, said, "Master, do you desire that we tell fire to come down from heaven, and to destroy them even as Elijah did?" But turning he rebuked them. And he said, "You do not know of what spirit you are. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's souls, but to make them live." And they went to another village. And it happened as they were going in the way, one said to him, "I will follow you everywhere you may go, Master." And Yahshua said to him, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere he may lay his head." And he said to another, "Follow me." But he said, "Master, allow me to go first to bury my father." But Yahshua said to him, "Leave the dead to bury their dead, but going out, you announce the kingdom of Yahweh." And also another said, "I will follow you, Master, but first allow me to take leave of those in my house." But Yahshua said to him, "No man places his hand upon the handle of a plow and looks backwards and is useful to the kingdom of Elohim." Chapter 10. And after these things, Yahshua also appointed 70 others from his disciples, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and region, where he was about to go. Therefore he said to them, "Indeed, the harvest is much, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the master of the harvest, that he send out workers into his harvest. Go. Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Do not take purses with you, nor wallets, nor shoes, and do not ask a greeting of a man on the road. And into whatever house you may enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is truly there, your peace shall rest on it, but if not so, it shall return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking the things shared by them, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Do not move from house to house. And into whatever city you enter, and they receive you, eat the things set before you. And heal the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of Yahweh has drawn near to you.' But into whatever city you enter, and they do not receive you, going out into its streets, say, 'Even the dust clinging to our feet, out of your city, we shake off against you.' Yet know this, that the kingdom of Yahweh has drawn near to you. And I say to you that it shall be more peaceful for Sodom in that day, than for that city. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the works of power which have been occurring in you had occurred in Tyre and Sidon, maybe they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tranquil for Tyre and Sidon in the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted up to heaven, you will be lowered down to Sheol. the one listening to you listens to me, and the one rejecting you also rejects me, and the one rejecting me also rejects the one having sent me. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Master, even the demons are subject to us through your name. And he said to them, I saw Satan falling out of heaven as lightning. Behold, I give authority to you to tread on snakes and scorpions and all the power of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the demons submit to you. But rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. In the same hour, Yahshua rejoiced in the Spirit, and said, I praise you, Father, Master of heaven and of earth, that you hid these things from the wise and prudent and revealed them to children. Yes, Father, because so it was pleasing before you. All things were delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows who the Son is except the Father, and who is the Father, except the Son, and he to whom the Son may desire to reveal him. And having turned to the disciples alone, he said, Blessed are the eyes seeing what you see. For I say to you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, and did not see, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear. And behold, a certain scribe stood up, tempting him and saying, Teacher, what shall I do, that I may inherit eternal life? And he said to him, What has been written in the Torah? How do you read it? And answering, he said, You shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly, do this, and you shall live. But desiring to justify himself, he said to Yahshua, And who is my neighbor? And taking it up, Yahshua said, A certain man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell in with robbers, who both stripping him and beating him, leaving him being barely alive, and they left. And it so happened, a certain priest was going on that road, and seeing him, he passed on the opposite side. And in the same way, a Levite, also being at the place, coming and seeing him, he passed on the opposite side. But a certain traveling Samaritan came upon him, and seeing him, he had compassion on him. And coming near, he bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. And putting him on his donkey, he brought him to an inn and cared for him. And on the dawn of the day he departed, taking out 2 denarii, he gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Care for him, and whatever more you spend, on my return I will repay to you. Who then, of these three seems to you, to have become a neighbor to the one having fallen among the bandits? And he said, The one doing the deed of mercy with him. Then Yahshua said to him, Go, and you do likewise. And as they went on, it happened, he also entered into a certain village. And a certain woman, Martha by name, received him into her house. And to this one was a sister being called Miriam, who also was sitting alongside, at the feet of Yahshua, and heard his word. But Martha was distracted about much serving. And coming on she said, Master, is it not a care to you that my sister left me alone to serve? Then tell her that she should help me. But answering Yahshua said to her, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but there is need of only one, and Miriam chose the good part, which shall not be taken from her. Chapter 11. And it happened as he was praying in a certain place, when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, Master, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. And he said to them, When you pray, say, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name, let your kingdom come, let your will be done on earth as it also is in heaven. Give us our needed bread day by day, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who offended us. And lead us not into trial, but save us from the evil one. And he said to them, Who of you shall have a friend, and will come to him at midnight and say to him, Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine arrived to me from a journey, and I do not have what I may set before him. And answering from within that one may say, Do not cause me troubles. The door has already been shut, and my children are in bed with me. I cannot rise up to give to you. I say to you, even if rising up he will not give to him because he is a friend, yet because of his urgent insisting, rising up he will give him as many as he needs. And I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you, seek, and you will find, knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone asking receives, and the one seeking finds, and to the one knocking, it will be opened. And who among you, if he is a father, if his son asks for bread, will he give him a stone? And if he asks a fish, will he give him a snake instead of a fish? And if he should ask an egg, will he give him a scorpion? And if you, who are evil, you know to give good gifts to your children, how much more your Father from heaven will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? And he was casting out a demon, and it was mute. And it happened as the demon was going out, the mute one spoke. And the crowds marveled. But some of them said, He casts out the demons by Beelzebub, the chief of the demons. And tempting him, others were seeking a sign from heaven from him. But Yahshua, who was aware of their thoughts, said to them, Every kingdom that is divided against itself will become desolate, and a house that is against its own nature will fail. And also if Satan is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? Because you say I cast out the demons by Beelzebub. And if I cast out the demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Because of this they shall be your judges. But if I cast out the demons by the finger of Elohim, then the kingdom of Yahweh is drawing near to you. When a strong man while armed keeps watch over his courtyard, his property is in peace. But if one comes who is stronger than him and overcomes him, he will take away all his armor, that which he had trusted in. And he will divide his spoil. The one not being with me is against me. And the one not gathering with me scatters. When the unclean spirit goes out from the man, he goes through places without water seeking rest. And not finding, he says, I will return to my house from where I came out. And coming, he finds it having been swept and having been decorated. Then he goes and takes seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and entering he dwells there. And the last things of that man become worse than the first. And it happened in his saying these things, lifting up her voice out of the crowd, a certain woman said to him, Blessed is the womb having borne you and the breasts which nursed you. But he said, No, rather, blessed are those hearing the word of Elohim, and keeping it. And when the crowds were gathered he began to say, This evil generation seeks a sign, and a sign will not be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, thus will also be the Son of Man be a sign to this tribe. The queen of the south will be raised in the judgment with the men of this generation and will condemn them because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon. And behold, a greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up in the judgment with this generation, and will condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. No man lights a lamp and sets it in a hidden place, or under a basket, rather upon a lampstand so that those who enter may see its light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. Therefore, when your eye is true, all your body will also be bright. But if it should be evil, your body will also be dark. Watch then, that the light in you is not darkness. And if all your body is light and does not have any dark portion, it will be enlightened. All of it as a lamp by its flame, enlightens you. And as he was speaking, a certain Pharisee asked him that he would dine with him. And going in, he reclined. But watching, the Pharisee was amazed that he did not first wash before the dinner. But Yahshua said to him, Now you Pharisees cleanse the outside of the cup and of the dish, but your inside is full of extortion and iniquity. Fools! Did not he who made the outside, also make the inside? But give alms of the things which are within, and behold, all things are clean to you. But woe to you Pharisees, because you tithe mint and dill and every herb, and you pass over justice and the love of Elohim. Now these things were necessary for you to have done, while not forsaking these other things. Woe to you, Pharisees! For you love the chief seat in the synagogues, and the greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you scribes and Pharisees! Hypocrites! For you are like graves that are not known, and men walk over them and do not realize it. And answering, one of the scribes said to him, Teacher, saying these things you also insult us. And he said, Woe to you also, scribes! Because you burden men with burdens hard to bear, and you yourselves do not touch the burdens with one of your fingers. Woe to you! Because you build the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. So you bear witness and consent to the works of your fathers, for they indeed killed them, and you build their tombs. Also because of this the wisdom of Elohim said, Behold that I will send prophets to them, and apostles of whom they will persecute and kill some, that the blood of all the prophets which has been shed from the foundation of the world may be required from this generation, from the blood of Abel until the blood of Zechariah who perished between the altar and the house. Yea, I say to you, it will be required from this generation. Woe to you, scribes! Because you took the key of knowledge, you yourselves did not enter, and you kept out the ones entering. And while he was speaking these things to them, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be displeased, and they were enraged and criticized his words. And they plotted against him in many ways, while seeking to seize something from his mouth in order to be able to accuse him. Chapter 12. At which time a multitude of many crowds being gathered together, so as to trample on one another, he began to say to his disciples, First of all be wary inside yourselves of the leaven of the Pharisees which is hypocrisy. And there is not anything that is covered that will not be revealed, or that is hidden that will not be known. Therefore, whatever you said in the darkness will be heard in the light, and whatever you whispered in the ear in the closets will be proclaimed on the housetops. But I say to you, my friends, stop being afraid of the ones killing the body, and after these things not having anything more they can do. But I will warn you whom you should fear, fear the one who after the killing, has authority to cast into Gehenna, yea, I say to you, fear that one. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 coins? And not one of them has been forgotten before Yahweh. But even the hairs of your head have all been numbered. Then stop being afraid, you are more valuable than many sparrows. But I say to you, everyone who may confess me before men, the Son of Man will also confess him before the cherubs of Elohim. But he that denies me before man shall be denied before the cherubs of Elohim. And everyone who shall say a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him, but the ones blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven. And when they bring you into the assemblies before chiefs and authorities, do not be anxious about how your breath should depart, or what you should say. For the Holy Spirit will teach you in that moment what is worthy that you should say. And one from the crowd said to him, Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me. But he said to him, Man, who appointed me a judge or a divider over you? And he said to his disciples, Beware of all the greediness, because life is not in the abundance of wealth. And he spoke a parable to them, saying, A certain rich man produced well from the land. And he reasoned within himself, saying, What may I do, for I have nowhere I may gather my fruits? And he said, I will do this, I will tear down my barns and I will build larger, and I will gather there all my produce and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have many goods laid up for many years, take rest, eat, drink, and be glad. But Elohim said to him, Fool! Your soul will be required from you in this night, and that which you prepared, to whom will it be? Such is he who lays up treasures for himself, and does not abound in Elohim. And he said to his disciples, Because of this I say to you, do not be anxious as to your life, what you should eat, nor as to the body, what you should put on. The life is more than the food, and the body than the clothing. Consider the ravens, for they do not sow, nor do they reap, to which there is no storehouse or barn, and Yahweh feeds them. How much rather you differ from the birds? And who of you by being anxious is able to add 1 cubit to his stature? Then if you are not able to do even the least, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow, they do not labor, nor do they spin, but I say to you, not even Solomon in all his glory was clothed as one of these. But if Elohim so dresses the grass, which today is in the field and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much rather you, of little faith? And you, do not seek what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, nor let your mind be disturbed by these things. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need these things. But seek the kingdom of Yahweh, and all these things will be added to you. Stop being afraid, little flock, because your Father was pleased to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make for yourselves purses that do not grow old, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where a thief cannot come near, nor moth can corrupt. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let your loins be girded about, and the lamps burning, and you be like men awaiting their master when he returns from the wedding ceremony, so that he coming and knocking, they will at once open to him. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find when he comes to be awake. Truly I say to you that he will gird himself and will make them recline, and coming up he will serve them. And if he comes in the second watch, or he comes in the third watch, and finds it so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, that if the housemaster had known the hour the thief is coming, he would have watched and would not have allowed his house to be dug through. And you then, be ready, for in that moment that you don't expect it, the Son of Man comes. And Peter said to him, Master, do you speak this parable to us, or also to all? And the master said, Who then is the faithful and wise steward whom the master will set over his house servants, to give the portion of food in season? Blessed is that slave when his master comes and will find him so doing. Truly I say to you, he will set him over all his possessions. But if that slave should say in his heart, My master delays to come, and should begin to beat the men servants and the female servants, and to eat and to drink and be drunk, the master of that slave will come in the day in which he does not expect, and in an hour which he does not know. And he will divide him and will put his portion with the unfaithful. But that slave knowing the will of his master, and not preparing, nor doing according to his will be beaten with many stripes. But he who does not know and does the thing that is worthy of stripes will be beaten with fewer stripes. For anyone who is given much to him, much is required from him. And to he whom they have committed much to him, much more they will require by his hand. I came to hurl fire into the earth, and I desire it has been lit, if not already. But I have a baptism to be immersed in, and I am greatly afflicted until it is fulfilled. Do you think that I came to give tranquility in the earth? No, I say to you, but rather division. For from now on, five in one house will have been divided, three against two, and two against three. Father will be divided against son, and son against father, mother against daughter, and daughter against mother, mother-in-law against her bride, and the bride against her mother-in-law. And he also said to the crowd, When you see the cloud rising up from the west, you immediately say, A storm is coming, and it happens so. And when a south wind is blowing, you say, There will be heat, and it occurs. Hypocrites! You know to discern the face of the earth and of the heaven, but how is it, you do not discern this time? And why do you not judge what is right even of yourselves? For when you go with your accuser to the ruler while on your way, you barter with him and settle with him lest he take you to the judge, and the judge will deliver you to the warden and cast you into prison. I say to you, in no way may you leave there until you pay even the last coin. Chapter 13. And some were present at the same time reporting to him about the Galileans, whose blood Pilate mixed with their sacrifices. And answering, Yeshua said to them, Do you think that these Galileans were sinners beyond all the Galileans, because they were killed this way? No, I say to you, but if you do not repent, you will all likewise be destroyed. Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell, and killed them, do you think that these were sinners beyond all men who lived in Jerusalem? No, I say to you, but if you do not repent, you will all likewise be destroyed. And he spoke this parable, a man had planted a fig tree in his vineyard. And he came looking for fruit on it and did not find any. And he said to the workers, Behold, 3 years I come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and found none. Cut it down, and why should the ground be wasted? And a worker said to him, Master, leave it also this year until I shall dig around it and throw manure. Maybe it will produce fruit, and if not, next year you may cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on one of the Sabbaths. And, behold, there was a woman having a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent together and was not able to straighten herself at all. And seeing her, Yeshua called her near and said to her, Woman, you have been freed from your infirmity. And he laid hands on her. And instantly she straightened herself and glorified Elohim. But answering, being angry that Yeshua healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue ruler said to the crowd, There are 6 days in which it is right to work. Therefore, coming in these be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Then the master answered him and said, Hypocrite! Each one of you on the Sabbath, does he not untie his ox or his donkey from the manger, and goes and waters it? And this one being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo 18 years, ought she not to be freed from this bond on the Sabbath day? And on his saying these things, all who were opposed to him were ashamed. And all the crowd rejoiced over all the glorious things taking place by him. And Yahshua said, What is the kingdom of Elohim like? And what shall I compare it to? It is like a grain of mustard seed that which a man took, and cast it into his garden, and it grew and became a large tree, and a bird of heaven nested in its branches. And again he said, To what shall I compare the kingdom of Elohim? It is like leaven, which taking, a woman buried in 3 measures of flour until all was leavened. And he would travel in the villages and cities while teaching. And he went to Jerusalem. And a man asked him, Master, are the ones being saved few? But Yahshua said to them, Labor to enter in through the narrow gate, for I say to you that many will seek to enter in and will not have strength. From the hour that the master of the house rises and secures the door, then they will stand outside and knock on the door and begin to say, our master, open to us. And he will answer and he will say, I say to you that I do not know you from where you are. Then you will begin to say, We ate and drank in your presence, and you taught in our streets. And he will say, I tell you I do not know you, from where you are. Depart from me all workers of falsehood. There will be weeping and gnashing of the teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of Elohim, but yourselves being thrust outside. And they will come from east and west, and from north and south, and will recline in the kingdom of Yahweh. And behold, there are last ones who will be first, and there are first ones who will be last. In the same day, certain Pharisees came saying to him, Go out and go on from here, for Herod desires to kill you. And he said to them, Going, say to that fox, Behold today and tomorrow I cast out demons and I complete cures, and the third day I will be finished. Nevertheless, it is necessary for me that today and tomorrow I work, and the day following I will go, because it is not possible that a prophet perish outside of Jerusalem. Jerusalem! Jerusalem! The one killing the prophets, and stoning those having been sent to her, how often I desired to gather your children in the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you did not want it. Behold, your house is left to you desolate. And truly I say to you, you shall not at all see me again until it you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. Chapter 14. And it occurred, on his going into a house of one of the Pharisee leaders on a Sabbath to eat bread, even they were closely observing him. And behold, a certain man who had dropsy was before him. And answering, Yahshua spoke to the scribes and Pharisees, asking whether it is lawful to heal on the Sabbath. And they were silent. And taking the man, he cured him and let him go. And answering to them he said, Which of you, if his son or his ox shall fall into a pit, and he will not at once pull it up on the Sabbath day? And they were not able to reply to him against these things. And he was speaking a parable to them, who were invited there, because he was seeing those who were choosing places among the front seats. When you are invited by anyone to wedding feasts, do not recline at the chief seat lest one more honorable than you be invited by him, and coming, he who invited you will say to you, Give this one place. And then you begin with shame to take the last place. But when you are invited, going in, recline at the last place, so that when he who has invited you may come, he may say to you, Friend, go up higher. Then glory will be to you before those reclining with you. For everyone exalting himself will be humbled, and the one humbling himself will be exalted. And he also said to him who had invited him, When you make a dinner or supper, do not call your friends, nor your brothers, nor your relatives, nor rich neighbors, lest they also should invite you in return, and it become a repayment to you. But when you make a banquet, call the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and then you will be blessed, for they have nothing to repay you. For it will be repaid to you in the resurrection of the just. And one of those reclining with him, hearing these things, he said to him, Blessed are those eating bread in the kingdom of Elohim. But he said to him, A certain man made a great supper and invited many. And he sent his slave at the supper hour to say to those who had been invited, Come, for now all is ready. And all with one mind began to beg off. The first said to him, I have bought a field, and I have need to go out and see it, I ask you, have me excused. And another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I am going to try them out. I ask you, have me excused. And another said, I married a wife, and for this reason I am not able to come. And having come up, that slave reported these things to his master. Then being angry, the housemaster said to his slave, go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and maimed and lame and blind ones. And the slave said, sir, it has been done as you ordered, and still there is room. And the master said to the slave, go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, so that my house may be filled. For I say to you that not one of those men who had been invited shall taste of my supper. And great crowds came together to him. And turning, he said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not love less than me, his father, and mother, and wife, and children, and brothers and sisters, and besides, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And whoever does not bear his torture stake and come after me, he cannot be my disciple. For who of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has the things to finish, that having laid a foundation, and not having strength to finish, all those seeing begin to mock him, saying, this man began to build, and did not have strength to finish. Or what king going to attack another king in war does not first sit down and take counsel whether he is able with 10,000 to meet those coming upon him with 20,000s? But if not, he being still far off, sending a delegation, he asks the things for peace. So then every one of you who does not forsake all his possessions, is not able to be my disciple. Salt is good, but if the salt becomes bland, with what will it be seasoned? It is not fit for soil nor for manure, they throw it out. The one having ears to hear, let him hear. Chapter 15. And all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to him, to hear him. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmured, saying, this one receives sinners and eats with them. And he spoke to them this parable, saying, what man of you having 100 sheep, and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the open and go after the lost one until he finds it? And finding it, he puts it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And coming to the house, he calls together the friends and neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that had been lost. I say to you that so is joy in heaven over one sinner repenting, than over 99 righteous ones who have no need of repentance. Or what woman having 10 drachma, if she loses 1 drachma, does not light a lamp and sweep the house, and look carefully until she finds it? And finding it, she calls together the friends and neighbors, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the drachma which I lost. I say to you, so there is joy before the cherubs of Elohim over one sinner repenting. And Yahshua would say to them again, a certain man had 2 sons. And his younger son said to him, my father, give to me the portion that is coming to me from your estate. And he divided to them his possessions. And not many days after, gathering up all things, the younger son went away to a distant country. And there he wasted his property, living lavishly. But having spent all his things, a severe famine came throughout that country, and he began to be in need. And going, he was joined to one of the citizens of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed pigs. And he longed to fill his stomach from the husks which the pigs ate, but no one gave to him. But coming to himself, he said, how many servants of my father have plenty of bread, and I am perishing with famine. Rising up, I will go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I sinned against heaven and before you, and I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. And rising up, he came to his father. But he yet being far away, his father saw him and was moved with compassion. And running, he fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, and no longer am I worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, bring out the best robe and clothe him, and give a ring for his hand and sandals for his feet. And bring the fattened calf, slaughter, and let us eat and be merry, for this son of mine was dead, and lives again, and was lost, yet was found. And they began to be merry. But the older son was in a field. And having come, as he drew near to the house, he heard the sound of singing of many. And having called one of the boys, he inquired what this may be. And he said to him, your brother came, and your father killed the fattened calf, because he received him back in health. but he was angry and did not desire to go in. Then coming out, his father begged him. But answering, he said to the father, "Behold, so many years I have served you, and I have never transgressed your commandments. And you never gave a goat to me, so that I might be merry with my friends. But when this son of yours came, the one devouring your living with harlots, you killed the fattened calf for him." But he said to him, "My son, you are with me at all times, and everything that is mine is yours. But to be merry and to rejoice was right, for this brother of yours was dead, and lives again, and being lost, also he was found." Chapter 16. And he also said to his disciples, "A certain man was rich, and he had a steward, and this one was accused to him as squandering his wealth. And his master called him and said to him, 'What is this that I hear concerning you? Give to me an account of your stewardship, for you are not able any longer to be a steward for me.' And the steward said within himself, 'What shall I do, for my master is taking away the stewardship from me? I am not able to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I will do, that when I am removed from the stewardship, they will receive me into their houses.' And having called to him each one of the debtors of his master, he said to the first, 'How much do you owe my master?' And he said, 100 baths of oil. And he said to him, 'Take your statements and sitting quickly write 50. Then he said to another, "And you, how much do you owe?" And he said, 100 bushels of wheat. And he said to him, "Take your statement and write 80. And the master applauded the unrighteous steward, because he acted prudently. For the sons of this age are more prudent than the sons of light themselves are in their generation. And I also say to you, if you make for yourself friends from their wealth of injustice, when it is consumed, they will receive you into their everlasting habitations. He faithful in the least is also faithful in much. And he unrighteous in the least is also unrighteous in much. Then if you were not faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will entrust the true to you? And if you were not faithful in that of another, who will give to you that which is yours? No servant is able to serve two masters, for either he will hate the one, and he will love the other, or he will cling to one, and he will despise the other. You are unable to serve Yahweh and wealth." And being lovers of money, the Pharisees also heard all these things, and they mocked him. And Yahshua said to them, "You are those justifying yourselves before men, but Yahweh knows your hearts, for the thing highly prized among men is abominable before Elohim. The law and the prophets were until John, from then the kingdom of Yahweh is being preached, and everyone is pressing into it to enter. But it is easier for the heaven and the earth to pass away than one letter of the Torah to pass away. Everyone divorcing his wife, and marrying another, commits adultery. And everyone marrying her who has been divorced from a husband commits adultery. And there was a certain rich man, and he was accustomed to don a purple robe and fine linen, making merry in luxury day by day. And there was a certain poor one named Eleazar, and he would lay at the gate of that rich man, while being afflicted with sores, and longing to be filled from the crumbs that were falling from the table of the rich one. But coming, even the dogs licked his sores. And it happened, the poor one died and was carried away by the cherubs into the bosom of Abraham. And the rich one also died and was buried. And being in torments in Sheol, lifting up his eyes, he sees Abraham afar off and Eleazar in his bosom. And calling he said, "Father Abraham, have pity on me and send Eleazar that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and moisten my tongue, for I am tormented by this flame." But Abraham said, "My son, remember that you fully received your good things in your lifetime, and Eleazar likewise the bad things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all these things, a great chasm has been fixed between us and you, so that those desiring to pass from here to you are not able, nor can they pass from there to us." And he said, "Then I beg you, Father, that you send him to my father's house, for I have 5 brothers, so that he may witness to them, that they not also come to this place of torment." Abraham said to him, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." But he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if one should go from the dead to them, they will repent." And he said to him, "If they do not listen to Moses and the prophets, they would also not listen and believe him. If a man from the dead should rise, they still would not believe him." Chapter 17. And Yahshua said to the disciples, it is impossible that the offenses should not come, but woe to him by whose hand they come. It is better for him if a millstone turned by a donkey is put around his neck, and he be thrown into the sea, than that he should cause to stumble one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves. And if your brother sins against you, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. And if 7 times of the day he sins against you, and 7 times of the day turns to you saying, I repent, you shall forgive him. And the apostles said to our master, Give us more faith. He said to them, If you had faith as a grain of mustard, you may say to this sycamore tree, Be rooted up and be planted in the sea. And it would obey you. But which of you having a servant plowing or tending a flock will immediately say to him coming out of the field, Come, recline? But will he not say to him, Prepare something what I may eat, and having girded yourself, serve me until I eat and drink, and after these things you shall eat and drink? What thanks does he receive, that servant, because he did the thing that he was commanded? I don't think so. Likewise even you, when you have done all the things that are commanded, you say that we are idle servants because we have done only what we ought to do. And it happened in his going to Jerusalem even he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And he entering into a certain village, 10 leprous men met him, who stood from a distance. And they lifted their voice, saying, Yahshua, our master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them he said to them, Go show yourselves to the priests, and they were cleansed while they were going. But one of them, when he saw that he was cleansed, returned, and with a loud voice was giving praise to Yahweh. And he fell on his face at his feet, thanking him. And he was a Samaritan. And answering, Yahshua said, Were not the 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? For what did they separate that they should come and give praise to Elohim? Only this man did, who is from a foreign people. And he said to him, Rising up, go. Your faith has given you life. And being questioned by the Pharisees as to when the kingdom of Yahweh comes, he answered them and said, The kingdom of Yahweh does not come with observation, nor will they say, Lo, here. Or, Lo, there. For behold, the kingdom of Yahweh is in your midst. And he said to the disciples, Days will come when you will long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and will not see. And they will say to you, Lo, here. Or, Lo, there. Do not go away, nor follow. As for flashes lightning from heaven, and all that is under heaven is lit. Such will be the Son of Man in his day. But first it is necessary that he suffer many things and be rejected by that generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so also it will be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day Noah went into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed all. And likewise, as it was in the days of Lot, they were eating, drinking, buying, selling, planting, building, but on the day Lot went out from Sodom, Yahweh rained down fire and brimstone from the heaven and destroyed all of them. According to those things, it will be in the day the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he who will be on the housetop, let him not go down to take his goods from the house. And likewise, he in the field, let him not return to the things behind. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to save his life, he will lose it. And whoever will lose it, he will preserve it. I say to you, in that night 2 will be on one bed, the one will be taken and the other will be left. 2 will be grinding together, one will be taken and the other will be left. 2 will be in the field, the one will be taken and the other will be left. And answering, they said to him, To where our master? And he said to them, Where the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Chapter 18. And he also spoke a parable to them to teach it is always right to pray, and not become weary, saying, A certain judge was in a certain city, who did not fear Elohim and who did not regard the sons of man. And a widow was in that city, and she came to him, saying, Avenge me from my accuser. And for a time he would not. But after these things he said to himself, Even if I do not fear Elohim, and do not respect man, yet, because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her that it should not at all occur that she comes at times and wears me down. And our master said, Hear what the unjust judge says, will not Elohim do all the more vengeance for his elect who call on him by day and by night? and he will be long-suffering with them. I say to you that he will do their vengeance quickly. Nevertheless, the Son of Man will indeed come, and will he find faith on earth? And he also spoke this parable to some of those relying on themselves, that they are righteous, and despising the rest. Two men went up into the sanctuary to pray, the one a Pharisee, and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee was standing, praying these things to himself, Elohim, I thank you that I am not as the rest of men, extortioners, covetous, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice in the week, I tithe all things, as many as I get. And standing at a distance, the tax collector would not even lift up his eyes to heaven, but smote on his breast, saying, Elohim, be merciful to me, a sinner. I say to you, this one went down to his house having been justified, rather than that one. For everyone exalting himself will be humbled. And the one humbling himself will be exalted. And they brought infants to him also, that he might touch them. But seeing, the disciples rebuked them. But Yahshua called them near, saying, Allow the children to come to me, and do not prevent them. For of such is the kingdom of Yahweh. Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of Yahweh like a child, not at all will enter into it. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good teacher, what may I do to inherit eternal life? But Yahshua said to him, Why do you say me to be good? No one is good, except one, Yahweh. You know the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother. And he said, I have kept all these from my youth. And hearing these things, Yahshua said to him, Yet one thing is lacking to you, sell all, as much as you have, and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me. But having heard these things, he became very sad, for he was exceedingly rich. And having seen him becoming very sad, Yahshua said, How hardly those having riches shall enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. For it is easier for a heavy rope to go in through a needle's eye than for a rich one to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. And those hearing said, And who is able to be saved? But he said, The things impossible with men are possible with Yahweh. And Peter said, Behold, we left all and followed you. And he said to them, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house, or parents, or brothers, or wife, or children, for the sake of the kingdom of Yahweh, who shall not receive many times more in this time, and in the age that is coming, everlasting life. And having taken aside the 12, Yahshua said to them, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and all things will be fulfilled which have been written through the prophets to the Son of Man. For he will be delivered up to the Gentiles, and will be mocked, and will be insulted, and will be spat upon. And scourging him, they will kill him. And on the third day he will rise again. And they did not comprehend these things, nothing. And this saying had been hidden from them, and they did not know the things being said. And it happened as he drew near to Jericho, a certain blind one sat by the highway, begging. And a crowd passing through, he asked what this might be. And they reported to him that Yahshua the Nazarene is passing by. And he cried out, saying, Yahshua, son of David, have mercy on me. And those going before rebuked him, that he be quiet. But he much more cried out, Son of David, have mercy on me. And Yahshua stood still and commanded that they bring him to him. And when he was near to him, he asked him, saying, What do you desire I do to you? And he said, Master, that I may see again. And Yahshua said to him, See again. Your faith has healed you. And instantly he saw again. And he followed him, glorifying Yahweh. And seeing, all the people gave praise to Yahweh. Chapter 19. And going in, he passed through Jericho. And behold, a man called by name Zacchaeus, and he was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he was seeking to see Yahshua, who he is. And he was not able, because of the crowd, and he was little in stature. And running ahead, he went up onto a sycamore tree, so that he might see him, for he was going to pass through that way. And as he came to the place, looking up, Yahshua saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, hurry, come down, for today I must stay in your house. And having hastened, he came down and welcomed him, rejoicing. and having seen, all murmured, saying, He has gone in to stay with a sinful man. But standing, Zacchaeus said to the master, Behold, master, half of my possessions I give to the poor. And if in anything I accused anyone falsely, I restore it fourfold. And Yahshua said to him, Today salvation has come to this house, for he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the one being lost. But as they were hearing these things, he spoke, adding a parable, because he was near to Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of Elohim was immediately to be revealed. Then he said, A certain well-born man went to a distant country to receive a kingdom for himself, and to return. And calling 10 of his slaves, he gave to them 10 minas and said to them, Trade and keep busy until I come. But the citizens of his city hated him and sent ambassadors after him. And they were saying, We do not want this man to rule over us. And it happened as he returned, having received the kingdom, he even said for those servants to be called to him, those to whom he gave the silver, that he might know what each had gained by trading. And the first came, saying, Master, your mina has gained 10 minas. And he said to him, Well done, good slave. Because you were faithful in a least thing, have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Master, your mina has made 5 minas. And he said to this one also, And you be over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Master, behold your mina which I have stored up in a face cloth. For I feared you, because you are a harsh man, taking what you did not lay down, and reaping what you did not sow. But he said to him, I will judge you out of your own mouth, wicked slave. You knew that I am a harsh man, taking what I did not lay down, and reaping what I did not sow, and why did you not give my silver on the bank table? And coming, I might have exacted it with interest. And to those standing by, he said, Take the mina from him, and give it to him who has 10 minas. And they said to him, Master, he has 10 minas. For I say to you, to everyone who has, it will be given. And from the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. But to those my enemies, who did not desire that I rule over them, bring them, and execute them before me. And saying these things, he went in front, going up to Jerusalem. And it happened as he drew near to Bethphage and Bethany toward the mount called of Olives, he sent 2 of the disciples, saying, Go into the village opposite you, in which having entered you will find a colt having been tied up, on which no one of men ever yet sat. Untying it, bring it. And if anyone asks, Why do you untie it? You shall say to them, Our master has need of it. And going, those having been sent, found as he told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, Why do you untie the colt? And they said, The master has need of it. And they led it to Yahshua. And throwing their garments on the colt, they put Yahshua on it. And as he went, they were spreading their garments in the highway. And as he was already drawing near to the descent of the Mount of Olives, all the multitude of the disciples began rejoicing, to praise Yahweh with a loud voice concerning all the works of power which they saw, saying, Blessed is the one coming in the name of Yahweh, the King. Peace in heaven, and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from the crowd said to him, Rabbi, rebuke your disciples. And answering, he said to them, I say to you, if these should be silent, the stones will cry out. And as he drew near, seeing the city, he wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, even at least in this day of yours, the things for your peace. But now they were hidden from your eyes. But to you will come the days when your enemies will surround you, and will oppress you from all sides. And will overthrow you and your children within you, and they will not leave in you a stone upon another, because you did not know the time of your visitation. And entering into the sanctuary, he began to throw out those selling and buying in it, saying to them, It has been written, My house is a house of prayer, but you made it a den of robbers. And he was teaching, day by day in the sanctuary. But the chief priests, and the scribes, and the chief men of the people, sought to kill him. And they did not find what they might do, for all the people were clinging to hear him. Chapter 20. And it happened on one of those days, as he was teaching the people and proclaiming the good news in the sanctuary, the chief priests and the scribes rose against him, and spoke to him, saying, Tell us by what authority you do these things, or who is it who gave to you this authority? And answering, he said to them, I will also ask you one thing, and you tell me, the baptism of John, was it from heaven, or from men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, If we say, From heaven, he will say, Then why did you not believe him? But if we say, From men, all the people will stone us, for they are being convinced that John was a prophet. And they answered, They did not know from where it is. And Yahshua said to them, Neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. And he began to speak this parable to the people, A certain man planted a vineyard and let it out to vinedressers. And he left the country for long periods of time. And in season, he sent a servant to the vinedressers, that they might give him the fruit of the vineyard. But the vinedressers sent him away empty, beating him. And he again sent another servant. But they also sent that one away empty, beating and insulting him. And he again sent a third. But they also threw this one out, wounding him. And the master of the vineyard said, What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Perhaps they will see him and be ashamed. And having seen him, the vinedressers reasoned with themselves, saying, This is the heir. Come, let us kill him so that the inheritance may become ours. And throwing him out of the vineyard, they killed him. Therefore, what will the master of the vineyard do to them? He will come and will destroy these vinedressers and will give the vineyard to others. And hearing this, they said, This will not happen. But he stared at them and said, And what is that which is written, The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone falling on that stone will be broken in pieces, but on whomever it falls, it will destroy him. And the chief priests and the scribes sought to lay hands on him in that hour. And they feared the people, for they knew that he told this parable against them. And they sent spies to him who appeared to be righteous men to catch him in discourse, and to deliver him to the judge, and to the authority of the governor. And they asked him and said to him, Teacher, we know that you speak and teach rightly, and you are not a hypocrite. Rather, you teach the way of Elohim in truth. Is it lawful to give the head tax to Caesar, or not? But perceiving their slyness, he said to them, Why do you tempt me? Show me a denarius. Whose image and superscription does it have? And answering, they said, Caesar's. And he said to them, Then give back the things of Caesar to Caesar, and the things of Elohim to Elohim. And they were not able to get one word from him before the people. And they marveled at his answer, and they kept silent. And some of the Sadducees coming up, those speaking against a resurrection, that it was not to be, they questioned him, saying, Teacher, Moses wrote to us, If anyone's brother dies having a wife, and this one should die childless, that his brother should take the wife and raise up seed to his brother. Then there were seven brothers. And having taken a wife, the first died childless. And the second took the wife, and this one died childless. And the third took her, and likewise also the seven did not leave children, and died. And last of all the woman died. Then in the resurrection, of which of them does she become wife? For the seven had her as wife. And answering, Yahshua said to them, The sons of this world marry and are given in marriage. But those counted worthy to obtain that world, and the resurrection from the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. For they are not able to die any more, they are as to the cherubs, and are sons of Yahweh, being sons of the resurrection. But that the dead are raised, even Moses pointed out at the bush when he calls Yahweh the Elohim of Abraham, the Elohim of Isaac, and the Elohim of Jacob. But he is not Elohim of the dead, but of the living, for all live to him. And answering, some of the scribes said, Teacher, you speak well. And they did not dare to question him any more, not a thing. And he said to them, How do they say the Messiah is David's son? Even David himself said in the book of Psalms, Yahweh said to my Adonai, Sit at my right hand until I place the enemies to you as a footstool under your feet. Then David calls him Adonai. And how is he his son? And as all the people were listening, he said to his disciples, Beware of the scribes, those desiring to walk about in long robes, and liking greetings in the markets, and chief seats in the synagogues, and chief places at banquets. Those who devour the houses of widows with the pretense of prolonging their prayers, they will receive a greater judgment. Chapter 21. And having looked up, he saw the rich ones putting their gifts into the treasury. And he also saw a certain poor widow putting 2 lepta there. And he said, Truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all. For all of them have cast into the house of offering of Elohim from what was in excess to them, but this one from her poverty. She has cast in all that she had owned. And as some were speaking about the sanctuary, that it had been adorned with beautiful stones and gifts, he said, These things that you see, the days will come in which not one stone will be spared. There will not be one stone upon another that is not pulled down. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, then when will these things be? And what will be the sign when these things are about to happen? And he said, Watch that you are not deceived. For many will come on my name, saying, I am the Messiah. Also, the time has come. Do not go after them. And when you hear of wars and revolutions, do not have fear, for they are necessary first to happen, but the end is not at once. Then he said to them, Nation will be lifted up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be severe earthquakes from place to place and famine and plagues. And there will be fears and terrorist acts and great signs will be seen from heaven. And the winters will be severe. But before these things, they will lay hands upon you and persecute you. And they will deliver you to the assemblies and to the prisons. And they will bring you before kings and governors because of my name. But it will return to you for a testimony. Then put into your hearts not to premeditate to make a defense. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all those opposing you will not be able to withstand or contradict. And your parents and your brothers and your relatives and your friends will betray you. And they will kill some of you. And you will be hated by all because of my name. And a hair of your head shall in no way perish. By your patience you will gain your souls. And when you see Jerusalem being encircled by armies, then recognize that its destruction has come near. Then let those in Judea flee into the mountains, and those in its midst, let them go out. And those in the villages let them not go into her. For these are days of vengeance when all things that have been written are to be fulfilled. But woe to the pregnant women, and the ones nursing in those days, for great distress will be on the earth and wrath on this people. And they will fall by the mouth of the sword and will be led captive to all the nations. And Jerusalem will be trodden down by nations, until the times of the nations are fulfilled. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and stars. And on the earth will be anxiety of nations with bewilderment, roaring of sea and of surf, men fainting from fear, and expectation of the things coming on the earth. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and much glory. But when these things begin to happen, have courage and lift up your heads, because your salvation draws near. And he spoke a parable to them, You see the fig tree and all the trees. Now when they sprout leaves, seeing it, you will know from yourselves that now the summer is near. So also when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of Yahweh is near. Truly I say to you, in no way will this generation pass away until all these things shall occur. The heaven and the earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away, never. But beware in yourselves that your hearts never become heavy by extravagance, and by drunkenness, and by distress of the world, and that day should come suddenly upon you as a snare, for it will come in on all those sitting on the face of all the earth. Then be watchful at every time, begging that you be counted worthy to escape all these things, the things being about to happen, and to stand before the Son of Man. And in the days, he was teaching in the sanctuary. And going out in the nights, he lodged in the mountain called House of Olives. And all the people came early to him in the sanctuary, to hear him. Chapter 22. And the feast of unleavened bread, being called Passover, drew near. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how to destroy him, for they feared the people. And Satan entered into Judas, the one having been called Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. And going, he talked with the chief priests and the commanders as to how he might deliver him up. And they exulted, and they agreed to give him silver. And he fully consented and sought opportunity to betray him to them, away from the crowd. And the day of the unleavened came, on which the Passover must be slaughtered. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Having gone, prepare for us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said to him, Where do you desire that we prepare? And he said to them, Behold, when you enter into the city, you will meet up with a man who is bearing a skin of water. Go after him, and where he enters, and you will say to the housemaster of that house, Our master says to you, Where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples? And that one will show you a large upper room which he has furnished. Prepare there. And having gone, they found as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. And when the hour came, he reclined, and the 12 apostles with him. And he said to them, I have greatly desired that I eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you that from now on, I will not eat of it again until when it is fulfilled in the kingdom of Yahweh. And taking a cup, giving thanks, he said, Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you that I will not drink from the produce of the vine again until the kingdom of Yahweh comes. And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them and said, This is my body, which for your sake is given. Do this for my memorial. And in like manner the cup, after having supped, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is being shed for your sakes. But, behold, the hand of my betrayer is on the table with me. And, indeed, the Son of Man goes according as was determined, but woe to that man by whom he is betrayed. And they began to inquire among themselves who then it may be of them, the one being about to do this. And there was also a dispute among them, who of them seems to be greater. And Yahshua said to them, The kings of the Gentiles are their masters, and those who are authorities over them are called doers of good. But you be not so, but the greater among you, let him be as the lesser, and the one governing as the one serving. For who is greater, the one reclining, or the one serving? Is it not the one reclining? But I am in your midst as one serving. But you are those continuing with me during my trial. And I appoint a kingdom to you, as my Father appointed to me, that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and you will sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And the master said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan wants to sift all of you like wheat. And I have prayed over you that your faith may not weaken. Also in time you will turn and strengthen your brothers. And he said to him, Master, I am ready to go both to prison and to death with you. And he said, Peter, I say to you, a cock will not crow today before you will deny knowing me 3 times. And he said to them, When I sent you without a purse, or a wallet, or sandals, did you lack anything? And they said, Nothing. Then he said to them, But now, the one having a purse, let him take it, likewise also a wallet. And the one not having, let him sell his garment, and let him buy a sword. For I say to you that this, that has been written must yet be fulfilled in me, and he was numbered with the wicked. For the things concerning me will be fulfilled. And they said, Master, behold, here are 2 swords. And he said to them, It is sufficient. And going out, according to his custom, he went to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. And having come on the place, he said to them, Pray that you do not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them, about a stone's throw. And having placed the knees, he prayed, saying, Father, if you purpose it, take away this cup from me. But not my will be done, but let yours be done. And a cherub from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed more intently. And his sweat became as drops of blood falling down onto the earth. And rising up from the prayer, coming to his disciples, he found them sleeping from grief. And he said to them, Why do you sleep? Rising up, pray that you do not enter into temptation. And as he was yet speaking, behold, a crowd. And the one called Judas, one of the 12, came in front of them and drew near to Yahshua in order to kiss him. And Yahshua said to him, Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss? And those around him seeing that about to occur, they said to him, Master, shall we strike with the sword? And a certain one of them struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And answering, Yahshua said, Allow it until this. And touching his ear, he healed him. And Yahshua said to those coming upon him, Chief priests, and commanders of the sanctuary, and elders, Have you come out with swords and clubs as against a robber? I was among you every day in the sanctuary, and you did not lay hands upon me, but this is your hour and the power of darkness. And laying hold of him, they led him away and led him into the house of the high priest. And Peter followed at a distance. And lighting a fire in the middle of the courtyard, and they sitting down, Peter sat in their midst. And a certain female slave seeing him sitting near the light, and looking intently at him, she said, And this one was with him. But he denied him, saying, Woman, I do not know him. And after a while, another seeing him said, You also are of them. But Peter said, Man, I am not. And about an hour intervening, a certain other one boldly charged, saying, Truly this one also was with him, for he also is a Galilean. And Peter said, Man, I do not know what you say. And immediately, while he yet spoke, the cock crowed. And turning, Joshua looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the word of our master, how he told him, Before a cock would crow, you will deny me three times. And going outside, Peter wept bitterly. And the men who were holding Joshua mocked him, beating him. And blindfolding him, they were striking his face and questioning him, saying, Prophesy, who is the one who struck you? And blaspheming, many other things they said to him. And when day came, the body of elders of the people, the chief priests and scribes, were gathered. And they led him away into their Sanhedrin, saying, If you are the Messiah, tell us. And he said to them, If I tell you, you will in no way believe. And also if I ask, in no way will you answer me, or let me go. From now on, the Son of Man will be sitting at the right of the power of Yahweh. And they all said, Then are you the Son of Elohim? And he said to them, You say it, because I am. And they said, Why do we yet have need of witness? For we ourselves heard it from his mouth. Chapter 23. And rising up, all the multitude of them led him before Pilate. And they began to accuse him, saying, We found this one perverting the nation, and forbidding to give the head tax to Caesar, saying himself to be a king, Messiah. And Pilate questioned him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? And answering him, he said, You say it. And Pilate said to the chief priests and the crowds, I find nothing blamable in this man. But they insisted, saying, He stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to here. And hearing Galilee, Pilate asked if the man is a Galilean. And knowing that he is from Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him up to Herod, he also being in Jerusalem in these days. And seeing Joshua, Herod greatly rejoiced, for he was wishing to see him for a long time, because of hearing many things about him. And he hoped to see some miraculous sign being brought about by him. And he questioned him in many words. But he answered him not a thing. And the chief priests and the scribes stood fiercely accusing him. And Herod insulted him, and when he had mocked him, his soldiers clothed him with garments of purple and sent him to Pilate. And on that same day, both Pilate and Herod became friends with each other, for before they were at enmity between themselves. And having called together the chief priests and the rulers and the people, Pilate said to them, You brought this man to me as perverting the people. And behold, examining him before you, I found nothing blamable in this man regarding that which you charge against him. But neither did Herod, for I sent you up to him, and behold, nothing worthy of death is done by him. Therefore chastising him, I will release him. And he had to release to them one at the feast. And they all together shouted, saying, Take this one, and release Barabbas to us, he who was thrown into prison due to some revolt and murder occurring in the city. Then Pilate again called out, desiring to release Joshua. But they shouted, saying, Crucify! Crucify him! And a third time he said to them, For what evil did this one do? I found no cause of death in him. Therefore, chastising him, I will release him. But with loud voices they insisted, asking for him to be crucified. And their voices, and that of the chief priests, prevailed. And Pilate commanded their request to be granted. And he released to them the one thrown into prison due to revolt and murder, whom they asked. But he delivered Joshua to their will. And as they led him away, having laid hold on a certain Simon, a Cyrenian, coming from a field, they put the crossbeam on him, to bear it behind Joshua. And a great multitude of people were following him, and of women who also were bewailing and lamenting him. And turning to them, Joshua said, Daughters of Jerusalem, Do not weep over me, but weep over yourselves and over your children. For behold, days will come in which they will say, Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that did not bear, and breasts that did not nurse. Then they will begin to say to the mountains, Fall on us. And to the hills, Cover us. For if they do these things in a live green tree, what may take place in the dry? And coming with him were two others, doers of evil to be killed. And when they came to a certain place, which is called Skull, they crucified him there and those doers of evil, one at his right and one at his left. And Yahshua said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And dividing his garments, they cast a lot. And the people stood watching. And the rulers with them also scoffed, saying he saved others, let him save himself, if this one is the Messiah, the chosen of Elohim. And coming near, the soldiers also mocked him and were offering vinegar to him, and saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. And also an inscription was written over him, in Greek, Latin and Hebrew letters, This is the king of the Jews. And one of the hanged criminals blasphemed him, saying, If you are the Messiah, save yourself and us. And his companion rebuked him and said to him, You are not even afraid of Elohim, because even you are in that judgment. And we are deserving justly, for as we have done, we have been repaid. But that which is hateful has not been done by this man. And he said to Yahshua, Master, remember me when you come in your kingdom. And Yahshua said to him, Truly, today, I say to you, you will be with me in paradise. And it was about the sixth hour, and darkness came over all the land until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the sanctuary was torn in the middle. And crying with a loud voice, Yahshua said, Father, into your hands I place my spirit. And saying this, he breathed out the spirit. And seeing the thing happening, the centurion glorified Yahweh, saying, Truly, this man was righteous. And all the crowd arriving together at this sight, watching the thing happening, beating their breasts, they returned. And all those known to him stood at a distance, and the women, those who accompanied him from Galilee, were seeing these things. And behold, a man named Joseph, being a counselor, a good and righteous man. This one was not assenting to their counsel indeed, he was from Arimathea, a city of the Jews, and who himself was eagerly expecting the kingdom of Yahweh, coming near to Pilate, this one asked for the body of Yahshua. And he took it down and wrapped it in a shroud of linen and laid it in a hewn tomb that which no man had yet been placed. And the day was setting and the Sabbath was approaching. And having followed, also the women who were accompanying him out of Galilee, watched the tomb, and how his body was placed. And returning, they prepared spices and perfume. And indeed they rested on the Sabbath, according to the commandment. Chapter 24. And the first of the Sabbaths at dawn, while still dark, they came on the tomb, carrying spices which they prepared, and some were with them. And they found the stone having been rolled away from the tomb. And going in, they did not find the body of the Master Yahshua. And it happened, as they were astonished about this, even behold, two men in shining clothing stood above them. And they becoming terrified, and bowing their faces to the earth, they said to them, Why do you seek the living with the dead? He is not here, but was raised. Remember how he spoke to you, yet being in Galilee, saying, The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, and to be crucified, and on the third day he will rise again. And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they reported all these things to the 11, and to all the rest. And they were Miriam Magdalene, Joanna, and Miriam mother of Jacob, and the rest with them, who told these things to the apostles. And their words seemed like foolishness to them, and they did not believe them. But rising up, Peter ran to the tomb, and stooping down he saw the linen lying alone. And he went away wondering to himself at what had happened. And, behold, two of them were going on the same day to a village being 60 stadia distant from Jerusalem, which was named Emmaus. And they talked to each other about all these things taking place. And it happened, as they talked and reasoned, coming near, Yahshua himself traveled with them. But their eyes were held so as not to recognize him. And he said to them, What are these words that you speak one with the other while you are walking, and you are sad? And answering, one of them whose name was Cleopas, said to him, Are you the only one who resides in Jerusalem and do not know the things happening in it, in these days? And he said to them, What things? And they said to him, The things concerning Yahshua the Nazarene, who was a man, a prophet mighty in deed and word before Elohim and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to the judgment of death, and crucified him. But we were hoping that he is the one going to redeem Israel. But then with all these things, this third day comes today since these things happened. And also some of our women astounded us, having been early at the tomb, and not finding his body, they came saying to have seen a vision of cherubs also, who say him to be alive. And some of those with us went to the tomb, and found it so, even as the women also said, but they did not see him. And he said to them, O foolish ones, and slow of heart to believe on all things which the prophets spoke. Was it not necessary for the Messiah to suffer these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning from Moses, and from all the prophets, he explained to them the things about himself in all the scriptures. And they drew near to the village where they were going, and he seemed to be going further. And they constrained him, saying, Stay with us, for it is toward evening, and the day has declined. And he went in to stay with them. And it happened as he reclined with them, having taken bread, he blessed, and having broken he gave to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him. And he became invisible from them. And they said to one another, Was not our heart burning in us as he spoke to us in the highway, and as he opened up to us the scriptures? And rising up in the same hour, they went back to Jerusalem, and they found the 11, and those with them, having been gathered, saying, The Master really was raised and appeared to Simon. And they related the things in the highway, and how he was known to them in the breaking of the bread. And as they were telling these things, Yahshua himself stood in their midst, and said to them, Peace to you. But being terrified, and being filled with fear, they thought they saw a ghost. And he said to them, Why are you troubled? And why do doubts come up in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that I am he? Feel me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see me having. And saying this, he showed them his hands and feet. But yet they not believing from the joy, and marveling, he said to them, Have you any food here? And they handed a broiled part of a fish to him, and from a honeycomb. And taking these before them, he ate. And he said to them, These are the words which I spoke to you yet being with you, that all the things must be fulfilled having been written in the Torah of Moses, and the prophets, and the Psalms, concerning me. Then he opened up their mind to understand the scriptures, and said to them, So it is written, and so the Messiah must suffer, and to rise from the dead on the third day. And repentance and remission of sins must be preached on his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send forth the promise of my Father on you. But you sit in the city of Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high. He led them out as far as to Bethany. And lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And it happened that while he blessed them, he was separated from them and ascended into heaven. And worshipping him, they returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and were continually in the sanctuary, praising and blessing Yahweh. Amen.